Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, or your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess, it's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on Biz Talk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
Welcome to hour number two, Garden America, on this Saturday. Brian Main, Tiger Palafox in Costa Rica, Sharon Asakawa back with us, John Bagnasco. And, of course, the lines are open at 855-424-9825. Whatever's on your mind, questions, comments, be thinking spring now, 855-424-9825. Or john@gardenamerica.com. And we have any emails, John, to kick things off. And then we want to talk about vegetables as well.
Yeah, we do have some emails, mostly just people saying how much they love Sharon.
Aww. Any about how much they love you and I? Or
nope, not a single one. Well, I don't know. We'll have to see.
Well, that's implicit.
It's par for the course.
Yeah.
This one is from Shirley Sharon, and she says, "Great to hear her this morning," and she also wishes you safe travels.
Oh, thank you,
Beautiful.
Shirley.
That's nice.
And then Lenore says, "Dear John, please extend my warm greetings to Sharon. Missing Tiger, and feeling very happy that we got the chance to listen again." To our dear Sharon's voice. Love her.
Oh,
well, that's
Lenore.
Good. So
thank
somebody
so
that
much.
Misses Tiger and is happy that Sharon's here. See, it's all balanced. That's good.
Yeah.
And it was addressed to Dear John, so I
guess Dear John letter.
Appreciates me, too. No, not a word about you.
Yeah, but I keep looking.
Oh, here's one that mentions you.
Why is he on the air?
Hello, John, Brian, and Sharon. Good to hear you on the air. I have a technical question. How do you know when to get rid of tree stakes? Thanks, Steve.
It's
a ginkgo biloba.
He emailed a few weeks ago about stakes, I think, putting stakes in. Do you recall that?
I don't recall
that. Maybe he was talking about something different.
Could have been when I wasn't here.
Or you were here, but you were still recovering.
I have no memory of it.
Anyway, tree stakes, when to take them out.
Yeah, and Sharon, I'll show you this picture that he sent.
We like pictures. Thank you.
It looks like
pictures.
One of those city plantings, you know, where they put the two stakes on each side.
Yep.
And basically the only reason that you stake a tree is to keep it from falling over while the root system takes hold.
Until it's established.
Yeah, so the sooner you can take the stakes off, the better.
The stronger the tree will be.
Right. And you never want it to put one stake to a tree and tie it right to that stake because it never develops a strong trunk that way. Usually you put two stakes, one on each side of the trunk, and then a tie in between from the trunk to each stake so that when the wind blows, it can go either way, and that's what develops a strong
trunk. So his question is a good one. How do you know when the tree's established?
Yeah, you know, frequently you'll go along city plantings and you'll see trees where that whatever they've used to tie it with hasn't been removed, and the bark actually grows around it,
and then you
it's not good for the tree.
That's so bad. You're right.
And at that point, there's nothing you can do, right? Because it's grown around the, it becomes part of the tree, in a sense.
Yeah, and it can girdle the tree and kill it if it, you know, if it goes all the way around. You know, I wanted to mention quickly that the weather in Southern California this year has been so perfect with the amount of humidity, the rain, and the cooler temperatures we've had.
Yes.
Is that it's been so conducive to rooting roses. Because I have 200 cuttings that I stuck in perlite, no hormones, no rooting hormones, didn't cover them with anything.
Nature just took over.
They're just sitting out in a tray, and they're all rooting, over 200.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
For this year's auction.
200, November.
Yeah. Now that we're talking about roses, you know I could talk hours on roses.
And don't forget vegetables, too. So we'll
we're going to talk about that.
But let's talk roses.
But the reason I just wanted to mention this quickly is that I got a new rose for the auction called Hommage à Barbara.
Hommage à Barbara?
Hommage à Barbara.
Oh, and who Barbara, is the grower? Is it a
European think it's a Delbarge rose from France.
Okay.
But it was named to honor a French singer who was known by, I don't think Barbara was her real name, but because of that rose, I was able to go and read a little bit about this singer who died. I think she was prominent during the 50s and 60s and 70s.
Huh.
But there was on YouTube were some videos of her singing, and it's kind of a haunting melodies that she sang, but it was interesting just to see that the songs were in French, so I had no idea what they were, but it was really interesting to have the memory of this singer kind of perpetuated in this rose.
Is it a white rose?
No, it's a dark red rose.
Dark red.
Yeah.
And you're right, it is a Delbarge rose. And I just see a picture, and the petals are ruffly, is at least in this photo. Is that one of its characteristics?
I haven't seen it bloom yet, but I'll tell you the leaves are very healthy on it.
Uh-huh.
So it looks like – don't want to get our listeners too excited because it's a rose that's not available in the U.S.
It's an extraordinary double rose is one of the descriptions.
And dark red, right?
Yes, dark blood red.
Any fragrance?
Is blood
it a
red.
I don't think it had much fragrance, as I recall reading about it.
So that's going to be available at the auction, either the silent auction or the one that we actually...
This November, correct.
Okay.
It's one of the darkest red floribunda style roses.
Great.
And it's ideal as a rose hedge, and as it will last up to 10 days on the rose bush itself. So it really sounds like
how'd you come across
rose.
That again?
It's a long story.
Oh, it's one of those that, yeah.
Yeah, I can tell you later, but, you know, to...
You know, people have heard of the shadow government. You have your shadow rose people that we don't talk about.
It's a close-knit community, actually.
Yes.
And what's so lovely about rosarians is their willingness to share with each other.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Sharon knows this, but we have talked about it before, so maybe she does. But as a result of the work that we've been doing in the Save the Roses organization with the California
Coastal Rose Society,
that the American Rose Society has changed their mission statement to include the word preservation.
Oh,
because of the
wonderful.
Work that we've done.
Seriously, that's an honor. That's
yeah,
very
and in
cool.
2018, their national convention is in San Diego, and they've asked us to hold our auction in combination with their national convention.
Which is when?
Really?
In October
of
2018.
That's outstanding.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun.
That is
and
outstanding.
And
wow.
It's 2018, you
Yeah, next year.
2018, I can't remember the name of the hotel it's at. I think the old Hanalei Hotel. I forget.
Oh,
what
down
that's
in the valley
now.
Where the Town and Country used to be, the golf course right there.
Right.
Handlery Hotel.
Is that what it is?
I think it's the Handlery. Yes.
Anyway, that's 2018, so we'll give you more information about that. Now, I want to talk a little bit about vegetables because I was listening to a garden show on the way to work today, and somebody called and asked a question about tomatoes, and they said, I've heard that you can't plant tomatoes in the same area year after year. Is that true? And I wasn't quite satisfied with their answers, but...
Well, now, I heard every 3 years you should change if it's in the ground.
But the reason they tell you to do that is because of soil diseases,
right.
Which include fusarium blight and verticillium wilt, and nematodes. And if you're planting tomato varieties not resistant to those, they can build up in the soil, and then eventually your tomatoes won't grow.
We have an answer for that, probably six answers.
Well, yeah, if you graft your tomatoes, we graft those onto rootstocks that are resistant to all of those.
And there's no problem.
Yeah, so if you're growing grafted tomatoes, you can grow those in any part of the country year after year.
This show did not mention grafted tomatoes at all, or did they?
No, they didn't say a word about it.
No. No, okay.
So anyway, I wanted to let listeners know that we are taking orders now, and we start shipping the week after next. So
if you are
in a warmer part of the country and you want your tomatoes shipped the week of March 6th, you need to get your orders in this week. We also ship all the way till May 15th, so you can reserve your plants right now.
We're going to talk more about this when we come back, so do stay with us. Hey, great time for your questions. I mean, it is time to be talking about spring gardening. 855-424-9825. John@gardenamerica.com. Questions or comments? Glad to have Sharon Asakawa here for Tagapala Fox. He's in Costa Rica. I'm Brian Main. He's John Begnaska. We're going to take a break and come right back again, but love to hear from you. 855-424-9825 here on Biz Talk Radio and Garden America, your friend.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
It's bare root fruit tree season, and you probably have a million questions. Which fruits will grow well here? What are the tastiest fruits? How do I care for them? The answers? They're just a click away with the informative fruit tube videos at DaveWilson.com. That's Dave Wilson Nursery, the nation's largest grower of fruit trees for the backyard garden. They have planting tips, taste test results, and links to nurseries in your area that carry Dave Wilson fruit trees. Your harvest to better health begins at DaveWilson.com.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or Fertilome.com.
Hey, travelers! Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
It is Garden America, heard exclusively on Biz Talk Radio, Saturday edition. It's our only edition, 2 hours every Saturday at 855-424-9825. Whatever's on your mind, questions, comments, you can get through right now. We guarantee to get you on the air at 855-424-9825. And again, john@gardenamerica.com.
I have to tell you, Brian, that another thing I've missed is not only you yourself, but your playlist.
Thank you. I like your choice of music.
You do a great job with that.
Thank you very much, Sharon. And I hope that John is just as pleased. You know, we have some days he is, some days he isn't. But thank you very much.
I have to say, honestly, that normally you have an excellent taste in music.
Thank you.
Every now and then,
as long as it agrees with your taste.
Every now and then, he throws in something that I wonder, just
what
you know, why?
Yeah, what
would
are you
play
doing?
That?
And you know how I know that? I get the eye roll. And I go, okay, I won't play that again.
Sounds like something you'd get in a sushi restaurant.
I'll have the eye roll special, please.
You'd get in a sushi restaurant.
An eye roll.
Oh. Okay.
Hey,
I was a little slow on that one.
Here's an email from Ellen. I think she lives up in El Granada. I mean, sorry, not Ellen, Eileen. I think she lives in El Granada.
Okay.
You know, up by Half Moon Bay.
Oh, love that part of the state.
She says, I want to say how nice it is to hear Sharon's voice again. I really missed hearing her on the show, and I'm glad to hear that she'll be back occasionally to fill in. What a great idea.
My, oh, my, yes.
Like when you leave for the Galapagos?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, how about that? That's right. We got to figure that one. It might be you, me, and Bob, Sharon. So
there we go.
We'll have to look down the road a ways and see what happens.
I keep telling you, you should just teach Sharon how to run the boards, and
you can
take some time off every now and then.
That's a good idea.
Hey, back to tomatoes.
Yes. Okay, so grafted tomatoes allows you to replant as much as you want.
You can plant them in the same spot year after year, and they're also, you produce double the crop that a regular tomato would produce. But one I want to talk about that I just put on the website yesterday.
GardenAmerica.com.
Right, and if you haven't looked at our offering on grafted tomatoes, I think I added 10 new ones yesterday. But the one that's the most exciting, and we have a really limited quantity, so you've got to get those pre-ordered now, is Brandywine Orange. And it's I think I told you the story behind this, that we were up in the tomato fields up in Modesto. And in these tomato trials, we have to go through and evaluate tomatoes. So we usually have to evaluate 120 tomatoes, which means you've got to take a bite out of 120 different varieties.
By that time, wouldn't your taste buds be so crazy you wouldn't really get the true taste?
Well, after about 75, I told the people with me, I'm not eating any more tomatoes. If you see one that, if you taste one that you think I should taste, let me know.
Right.
So we got to the last tomato, which was this big orange beefsteak type tomato that looked really nice and was really beautiful. And somebody said, Alice, was it Alice? Said, John, you've got to taste this. So I took a bite out of it, and it was one of the most fantastic tomatoes I've ever tasted
this
in my
life. This is
after
all the tomatoes you've eaten up to that point
right,
in time.
Right,
and and also, John is not a big aficionado
on tomatoes.
Of tomatoes.
Right. We described the taste.
Well, you know, if we're going to tell the truth about my liking of tomatoes, it wasn't until Brian and I had to judge a tomato tasting.
You know how far
contest.
Back that goes back? That's 10 years at least.
Oh, it's way more than 10 years.
Yeah, you're right.
I think it's close to 15
it
years
was
to
at
20.
Vaughn's parking lot.
That's right.
Yep.
And who was it that was putting it on? Was it Campbell's?
Somebody, yeah. It was. It was a major supported event by
right.
somebody like Campbell's, I think.
And it was you, I, and Sean Stiles.
Gosh, that's a great. Look at you. Your memory's coming back.
And we had to taste all these tomatoes that local gardeners brought in and decide what was the best.
Yep.
And neither you and I were big tomato eaters, as I recall.
I mean, it's okay, but yeah, it's not like, you know, we were going crazy. But I know what was my favorite was the Sun Sugar. That I remember.
I don't remember Sun Sugars being there. I remember that we both liked Early Girl. And I remember biting into Early Girl and thinking, well, it's not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually pretty good.
If you can imagine them on a sandwich, you know, whatever your favorite sandwich is. And how that might taste.
So anyway, back then when I learned that tomatoes didn't taste like cardboard, which is what you get when you go to the supermarket and buy one, I found about all these heirloom varieties and different flavors, I began to develop a taste for tomatoes. So anyway, back to this Brandywine Orange.
Yes.
It's produced by Tom Wagner, who's the world's most prolific tomato breeder, and just has a phenomenal flavor. If you like the heirloom-type flavors, if you like Brandywine,
right.
you're going to like Brandywine Orange
okay.
even more. So we have the internet exclusive on it. No one else is able to offer it. And if you want one, really go to GardenAmerica.com right now and reserve it. We're not shipping on this particular variety till April 17th.
Okay.
And we only
but
have a limited amount.
But you're
sold out? Well, we're not sold out because I put it
just put it up
yesterday.
Okay.
But we will be sold out quickly because there's just not that many. And another one that we are almost sold out and only have 17 plants left is Copia, which I think was one of
really?
Your favorites.
Yes,
Sharon.
Yeah.
We weren't able to get very many this year, but
okay.
We have a few.
And then tell me about the dwarf.
Well, we also have an internet.
Dwarf varieties,
yeah,
not the dwarf.
You're not talking Game of Thrones here,
no,
right?
I'm not.
No Tyrion Lannister.
No.
Okay, there's a new class of tomatoes called the super dwarfs. Now, these aren't grafted, but the nice thing about these is they're big, beefy, stocky plants. All you need is a single stake to hold them up, but they only get to be between 30 and 40 inches tall. And you can grow these in a container. So if you've got a small garden space where you don't have room for 7 to 8 foot tomatoes,
right.
you could put them in your garden, or you can grow them in just a 5 gallon container.
And because they're not grafted, you don't need to worry about the disease to speak of so much, right? As opposed to putting them into the ground. These are not.
Oh, you mean if they're in a container?
Right.
Right. If you're in a container, you don't have to worry about disease in
the
ground.
Safe. You're safe.
In the ground, you obviously could get nematodes or something. But anyway, they only get to be that short height, but just tons of tomatoes. And we have 6 varieties that we're offering and 2 different collections. I think collection 1 and 2, you can get any combination of 3 varieties that we have. So take a look at those super dwarfs. Just amazing producers.
All right. Talking about anything you want to talk about at 855 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825. Toll free. You can also email us. We like to hear John read your emails at John. That's John at GardenAmerica.com. Here on Biz Talk Radio, happy Saturday morning. And for our friends on the East Coast, we say happy Saturday afternoon. We're going to take a break. Coming right back here on Biz Talk Radio.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
This is Joe Lample from Growing a Greener World. With the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite organic nitrogen fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 3 months. The organic nitrogen is slow release and won't burn plants even during hot, dry weather. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite, for better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Minutes after the hour, back here on Garden America, Biz Talk Radio, 855-424-9825, john@gardenamerica.com. Questions, comments, we are ready for them. We're talking about tomatoes.
I remember talking about Venus one time on the show. Do you remember? We were pondering how she would respond to a call to arms.
That particular conversation, I don't doubt we had it, but I don't recall that.
What were you saying? It had something to do with gardening. I obviously wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, we were talking about tomatoes and
yes.
And you know, the various varieties, grafted versus the ones you just talked about that you can put in pots.
It's not only grafted tomatoes that we sell, but we also sell grafted peppers. And there's been a huge improvement in the rootstocks used for grafting peppers. And now you just get tremendous production from grafted peppers. As a matter of fact, just 2 days ago, I picked a pepper off my King Arthur grafted pepper plants that are left over from last year.
No, I thought Peter Piper
they went
did
all
your
the way through
pepper picking for you.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that.
They went all the way through the winter, and you know how tender peppers are.
Yeah.
But grafted, they ended up making it through the winter. We were, Sharon, I don't know if you know about this, but we talked about a new pepper last week that we are selling the seeds for. We don't have the plants, but it's the habanada.
The habanada pepper, which is Scoville, what is it? What did we decide that it was?
Zero.
Yes. Oh, so
yes.
It has the
it has
taste
all
of
the
a,
flavor of yep. a habanero,
but
no heat at all.
No burn. No burn.
I need to have that.
Well, you know, the habanero pepper is famous for that taste, flavor that it has, but once you bite into it, you get the flavor, but then, you know, watch
right.
out because the heat comes.
Yeah.
But with the habanada peppers, you don't have to worry about that. And now's the time to start planting your seeds indoors so that you can move the plants outdoors later on. And we have a lot of people that have been ordering seeds from us. Some of our listeners may not realize that we have a Garden America line of seeds. Mm-hmm. And we have some of the most difficult seeds to find because there's a lot of the newer items that just aren't available anywhere. So we've got a great selection of peppers and tomatoes, and then also some really cool heirloom varieties. And we have things like the mouse melon, which is becoming really popular, or the mouse cucumber, or what else do they call it? The Mexican sour gherkin.
The Mexican sour gherkin.
Yeah.
Another pepper, I'm just looking at the seed side, the vegetable seed side, mm-hmm. and the one that looks intriguing to me is the Sweet Jimmy Nardello Italian Frying. So I'm presuming that, obviously from the name, that I can do the use those in stir fries. And
oh, absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah. The Ooh. Italians use that one a lot.
Really?
Yeah, you speak
Jimmy
yourself.
Nardello.
Yeah.
Jimmy Nardello. Yes. Yes.
And what does that taste, John? What kind of?
Well, it's a sweet frying pepper, but it has a little bit of spicy flavor.
There's
to
a
it.
Little kick to it. Okay. Yeah. I would like that. Anything with a little kick.
One on the grafted peppers, one that we added this year for the first time, is the Anaheim chili. For people who like to
yes.
make chili relleno.
Right.
And if you plant a grafted Anaheim chili pepper, you'll be shocked at how many peppers you get.
Really?
Just unbelievable. It's one that would do good on your patio,
I was thinking the same thing.
I have to get you one of those.
A pepper. This is, you're talking grafted, right?
Yes.
And that's why the output is so good.
Yeah. Unbelievable production. Anaheim chili.
I don't think I've grown peppers before. That would be kind of cool because I would use them.
Yeah, and they would do
a lot.
Good in a container. You know, you frequently, I think you usually plant one or two tomato plants, but they get kind of big for your patio.
They do get big, yes.
Yeah, you might want to try one of those super dwarfs.
The smaller ones, which now I assume it doesn't get very tall, but the tomatoes are big. You would still need some kind of a cage?
You can use a cage or just a stake
just
to hold it up.
Okay.
They're not vining like other tomato plants. They're really, really stocky and sturdy, and in most cases will just support themselves. You don't need anything. Mm-hmm. But, you know, because of winds and stuff, it doesn't hurt.
You'd be amazed at how well that ficus that you gave me is doing.
The weed?
It is probably, it's over 6 feet right now, doing quite well. Quite well.
You need to be careful with that because you let it root into the ground.
No. I'm talking about the one you gave me. It's in a pot.
Oh, that one's not rooted in the ground.
No, but the one you're talking about, I don't think I'm ever going to. I think if I move, that's going to have to stay. It is, the trunk on this thing is, I mean, it's a tree.
But, you know, it's going to break up the side of your house. It's going to get so big.
Oh, man, I don't want to hear that. The sidewalk's starting to come up and the HOA association's going to go, why is this happening?
You better be careful.
Although the neighbors that moved upstairs, I told the story last hour, they're very happy. They said, oh, this looks nice. We like this. He said, do you mind if I trim it if it hangs over the stairs? I go, no, do whatever you want to do. You know, make it your own. But, yeah, that is something that I didn't see coming, and I'm going to have to deal with that at some point. Because if I took that out, it's going to die, right?
I had a 6-inch pot of ficus benjamina. You know, they sell as house plants, and they stick a bunch of cuttings in there.
Cute little plant.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there was probably, I don't know, maybe 15 to 20 cuttings in there. And I kept the pot for about a year, and then it needed to be transplanted. And I went and separated all of them. So I had like 15 trees.
Gosh.
And I gave a bunch to neighbors and friends, mm-hmm. and I planted two in the ground. And one of them, when we redid our backyard, we had to have removed, and cost me $900 to have it removed.
Because it was that big.
Yeah, it was huge.
And the root systems on ficus
it started to break
all.
Up our patio that we had then. It was the one right out, I don't know if you remember, Sharon, but the one right out the patio door. And we used to.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's gone.
So if I were to take my, somehow cut that root system, it would die, wouldn't it? Even though it's in the pot. It's in the pot. It's grown through the pot into the ground.
It'll lose a lot of leaves for sure.
Yeah.
If I were you and you wanted to keep it, I would cut the root system now and put it in a larger pot. And even though it'll lose a bunch of leaves, it'll come back.
It's been around for a long time. It's really gone through thick and thin, and it always comes back. What am I going to use to? Yeah, I'm going to have to. I don't think I have a tool big enough to cut those.
The roots?
Cut those, yeah.
I have a little saw that I use for cutting roses I could bring you next week if you send me an email to remind me.
I'm going to have to bend that sucker back and actually get, oh, what a mess.
You can do it.
Yeah, I know.
It's easy.
I never saw this coming, and it's huge. I mean, when I got it was probably about the size of, I'm going to say 3-4 feet, and right now it's a good 15 feet.
Ooh.
10, 15, yeah, it's huge.
That's kind of like what's happening with me in our garden. The crows, as you know, are very intelligent birds, and my neighbor down at the bottom of the hill has a whole stand of pecan trees. So the crows have planted a lot of pecans on my property, and my gosh,
they're huge trees,
and they're all flourishing really well. So I'm trying to get ahead of the game, but it's hard. They grow very fast.
Let's go to Hal in San Luis Obispo. All this tomato talk has got Hal's attention. Hal, good morning, good afternoon, depending upon where you are across the country. Welcome to Garden America. Let's talk tomatoes, Hal.
Thank you. I just wanted to first say enjoying this scene that Karen still is back.
Oh, Hal, that's so nice.
Listening to the program. I've been
Thank
listening
so
to the
much.
Program for several years, and we really have enjoyed it. Anyway,
Thank
I ordered
so
Mighty Tomatoes last year, and I wanted to order them today, this year, too, because they were so great. And I'm having trouble with my computer. I can't seem to get them ordered online. I've got a new computer, and I'm wondering if I can order them by phone.
Yeah, you know what? If you send me an email to john@gardenamerica.com,
yes,
and just say tell in that email, say, you know, I'd like to place a phone order on and let
I
me know.
I don't do email. That's the trouble. I'm having trouble. I'm not I'm not a computer literate person.
All right, then do this. Leave our phone number with your phone with our phone screener.
Yeah, leave your phone number with our phone screener.
And I will call you on Monday if you're going to be home.
Yeah, I'm in it now. I mean, I'm usually here though.
All right. If you're not there, I'll leave you a phone number that you can return for
okay,
me.
Okay, Hal, we're going to take a break.
That would be great because I'm trying to get it set up so I can order the Mighty Tomatoes online.
All right.
And I also wanted to order
Hal, we got to take a break. Hal, don't go away. We're going to take a break and come right back, finish up with Hal, and more calls. Stay with
us. Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to bizradioclub.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
It's bare root fruit tree season, and you probably have a million questions. Which fruits will grow well here? What are the tastiest fruits? How do I care for them? The answers? They're just a click away with the informative fruit tube videos at DaveWilson.com. That's Dave Wilson Nursery, the nation's largest grower of fruit trees for the backyard garden. They have planting tips, taste test results, and links to nurseries in your area that carry Dave Wilson fruit trees. Your harvest to better health begins at DaveWilson.com.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
And just like that is our final segment on this Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, depending upon where you are. It is 51 minutes after the hour. News coming up at the top of the hour here on Biz Talk Radio. Brian Main, Sharon Asakawa, John Begnasco at 855-424-9825. Let's go back to Hal. We've got also a Jerry in Concho standing by. But Hal, back to you so we can finish up, my friend. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about the new yellow geraniums.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have to order two of those?
Well, if you're ordering it in combination with other plants, you can order one.
Yeah, I just wondered about that, and I wondered if you could tell me a little bit more about it.
Well, it's a regular zonal geranium, and the basic difference about it is going to be the color. It's not going to get as big as a regular zonal. It's going to be more compact. Mine at home after a full year's growth was about, I'd say, between 12 and 18 inches tall and about the same width, maybe up to 2 feet in width. And it mm-hmm. for me, it blooms nonstop, just
does
loaded
it stay
with.
Over? Does it winter? It's not frost. Is it frost-free or?
Well, it's like regular geraniums where they will take some cold. If we had unusual weather and you got a really hard freeze, it could kill it. But it's just as hardy as a regular geranium.
Okay, that's what I was interested in, because I was going to at least get one or two of those also with the tomatoes.
All right, well, when I call you Monday, we'll talk about those.
We've got your number, Hal. John's okay. Going to call you on Monday, bud.
Fine. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. I really enjoyed the program.
Thank you.
Do appreciate you, Hal, for being a listener and everybody else who listens. Let's go to Jerry in Contra, Arizona, 53 minutes after the hour. Jerry, good to hear from you. What's going on off the grid, my friend?
Yeah, this is kind of a deja vu, a Rod Sterling type thing. I don't get to hear you today, but I get to talk to you today, and I get to hear you tomorrow. I have a, I was going to buy a blueberry or a blackberry plant. It supposedly it creates fruit on the primocaine and the floricaine. And I was wondering, is it capable of growing in a 5-gallon pot?
Yeah, what variety? Do you remember the variety?
No, it was from Stark Nursery. It was like a. I'm going to have a difficult time finding it, I think.
Well, that's all right. It doesn't make that much difference. You know what? You can start them out in 5-gallon pots, and they'd probably be good in there and produce for 2 to 3 years, as long as you kept them fertilized. But you may have to, after that period, move up to a 15-gallon pot. But for 2 or 3
okay.
years, they should be fine in a 5, maybe even more, maybe even 3 to 4.
Is this a Primark Freedom or a Primark 45 from Stark Nursery?
Okay,
Stark
Brothers. Yeah. Yeah, and that's one that produces on both old wood and new wood. So
right.
That was an excellent choice for you.
And you don't think it doesn't need the humidity and it can stand heat? I'm going to try to grow it under a tree. Is that okay? Semi-shade?
Yeah, you know, in the wild, a lot of berries will grow under oak trees. So that would be a good choice. Now, berries, as I recall, Sharon, aren't those also one of the very few things that will grow under walnut trees?
Exactly. And the theory behind that is that the walnut tree is allowing the berries that are brambling because of the thorns, and that's kind of a protection for it. So that's why it allows the berry plants to grow.
Yeah, that's cool. You know, Jerry, you're also on the variety we're talking about, the Prime Arc Freedom Blackberry. Is you get the two crops. So you're going to get, early in the season, you're going to get the one crop, and then later on, like maybe July, you'll get the second crop.
Right.
Yeah.
Which I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, I'm always looking forward to fresh berries.
Hey, good to hear from Sharon.
Oh, thanks so much. You take care. Good gardening in Concho.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jerry. We are just a very few moments here, John and Sharon, so we can begin to wrap things up, remind people. Now, he mentioned...
Already?
Say 2 hours like that.
Oh, my gosh.
Last caller, Hal, mentioned before Jerry the yellow geraniums.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up again, because we are about 70% sold out of those. So if you do want yellow geraniums or you want to buy them as a gift for somebody, you really need to
get on the
board.
Stick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think when our first shipment on those is. I think it's April 3rd. It might be a little bit later, but we are 70% sold out, and I don't think we're going to be able to get any more this year. So get those right away.
What else? We talked about the tomatoes. We talked about the trip coming up in November to the Galapagos and the Orchid Conference.
Yeah, we were talking about a lot of grafted vegetables, and one thing that we usually don't talk about, but I'm just amazed at the production people are getting, is from grafted cucumbers. And we have two varieties. We've got the snacking cucumber, which is called Coolcumber.
I like that.
And then we've got the long Japanese type called Gigabites.
You know, that Gigabite is excellent. I've grown the Gigabite, and it's excellent for making, on a hot summer day, I thinly slice them and put them in some Japanese vinegar and serve it cold.
Mm-hmm.
It's very refreshing. A little bit of lemon.
Now, a trick, if you want to grow those types of cucumbers, you want them to be straight.
Yes.
You need to grow them on a trellis.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because if you let them grow on the ground, they're going to be curled.
Curled, yeah.
Like a snake. So just put up a little trellis. You know, I was looking the other day at an article. I can't remember if you or Bruce wrote it. I know Bruce put it together, but putting up a string-type trellis.
That's right. I still have it. It's a little worse for wear right now, but I still have it.
Well, thank you so much, Sharon. Good to see you. You'll be back soon.
Good to see you guys.
The listeners and us want you back every now and then. For the entire crew, Sharon Asakawa, Tiger Palafox, I'm Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Jeremiah is our director and studio coordinator. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday, the rest of your weekend, and we'll do it again next Saturday. Until then, get growing, America. Take care.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.